What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm Mark Moore, your host on Peace of Mind, and I'm here with my wife, Kathy. Say hello, Kathy.
Hello.
So how has our last week been? We've getting closer to March.
Yes.
And we decided to take out what?
Our RV.
RV. So
last
how'd that go?
Not well.
Why?
Well, we were trying to tow our Jeep, and we had an issue with that, so I had to actually disconnect it and drive it to our destination. And then we got there, we thought that was just going to be it, and then we got there and then we had no gas heat or any water in the gas heater, so no water heater, so we had no hot water and no gas, and then we started having electrical problems. So it was not a fun weekend for us. We were definitely camping, but not the camping we used to.
This is really camping. Now, when I grew up, I am a Eagle Scout. So my family was into scouting, and I've spent a lot of time in a tent camping. So the RV is supposed to be alternative to that when you're there with your wife.
And your kids.
And who likes to have hot water.
I like to have hot
heat.
Water. Yes, that would be nice.
So we were going up, and this ties into insurance. I know this is not a Mark and Kathy story show, but sometimes it is, isn't it? Correct. We were going up the mountain over, I guess it'd be Winding Stairs Gap. You know, you leave Hayesville, it goes 64, you go up the mountain. It seemed like the RV wasn't quite pulling like it normally does.
Right.
Now, we've got what's called an automatic braking system, and I want to talk about that today because that is a liability issue if you don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So what that is we have the RV, and Kathy has actually got the touch to put this in the Jeep because you have to put the Jeep into the transfer case, has to go into neutral, and then
depending on the brand of your car, if it's supposed to be in a gear or whatever or neutral.
There's different towing packages for different cars. That. Well, we have a 6-speed, it's a manual transmission, and so surprisingly, it was a little bit more difficult than I thought it was going to be because you have to have the transfer case in neutral. That's easy. You've got to have at least in, say, third gear because when you're going on the road, if you don't, it won't lubricate.
But that's for our Jeep, not for every other vehicle. So.
Yeah, Kathy's worried we're going to get some bad advice here. This is a Jeep. If you are towing a vehicle,
check with your manufacturer and
see what you have to do.
And check with the dealer, yes.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's, you know, different towing.
Because we thought one thing when we Googled it and we found out otherwise. So just keep that in mind when you're trying to pull a vehicle. Make sure you check out all these different things.
So you can do several things with a vehicle. You can flat tow it. Which we're doing with a Jeep, or you can put on a tow dolly.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can practically tow any vehicle because as long as you've got the wheels off the front, off the ground, then you're okay. Or you can get a trailer and do it. Kind of three ways to do it. So we going up the mountain. I decided to pull over, and we've got a temperature gauge. It's like a little. What do you call it? A gun?
You take your temperature with it, like your normal body temperature. One of those that you do with your
It's got a little red, like a laser light that comes on, and you point it at the brakes. The brakes were 276 degrees.
Yes.
So I know we've got some sort of
problem.
We think that it's because that the brakes being depressed and it's somehow riding the brakes.
Maybe.
And it's not to stop it, obviously, but it's like, you know, the brakes are being, used.
Machines,
Mm-hmm. So we got a problem with our brake pedal because the rubber cover is coming off the brake pedal. So we tried to put it just on what was left as a metal piece, and I think that's the problem. So we're getting it serviced. We're going to try to hook it back up and see if we can. But I was like, man, you know, we could just not use the automatic brake system. And I was like, no. That's, you get aggravated about things. But, you know, I went online and just kind of Googled what other people were doing and different opinions about it. But most people were saying that, you know, if you were to be in an RV and say that you had a rear-end collision and it was deemed or found out that you were not using the automatic braking system, now you've got a liability issue.
Yes.
So we don't want that. I mean, that would be...
I know.
Yeah, so we're going to have to
Or if it's
have
not
it.
Hooked up properly and it gets loose from your unit, that would be a problem.
That has happened too.
And that has happened too. Not to us, thank God, but some other, we have some customers.
I know two people it's happened to.
So be cautious. Make sure you have it secure before you take off, and then you check it to, you know, periodically.
Yeah. So we're going to be getting these items fixed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you have, so we're talking about liability. Now, today's show, I didn't really talk about, we are talking about RV and I'm kind of tying this in with liability. So, you know, if you're driving a vehicle, you are responsible for the safety. You know, if you cause an accident and you're deemed at fault, then obviously you're going to be paying for that, or your insurance company is going to be paying that, or a combination of both.
Right.
And where you don't want to be is where, you know, you don't have enough liability to cover the loss.
Right.
I just had a friend from last year at volleyball, this guy, I guess he's a friend, acquaintance, and he found out he's in insurance, would know about, hey, you know, hey, Mark, I just got sued. And so I don't have the law. I could bring maybe in some suit papers here and show you, but you're going to get papers delivered by a police officer, and you're going to have all this wording in there that, you know, they'll show how you are liable, why you are liable, and a lot of times they're going to demand you to be in front of a jury, you know, for, you know, you're getting sued. And that's where he is. He had a very good agent. I know the agency. This is a good one to talk about because they're over the mountain in Franklin. So it's not like it's here locally. I'm not really involved in it. But he's been going through this for probably at least 2 years now. And he had his limits of liability were fairly okay. It was $100,000. So, well, you've got what's called a split limit normally. You've got $100,000 for bodily injury to any one person. So if you hit somebody and it's one person and they're hurt, you got $100,000 for that one person. And then normally you'll have up to $300,000 for everybody that's hurt. So if there's three people are hurt, you'd have $100,000 for each of those three people. That's the way it would pay. Then their part of that is your property damage, which is damage to other vehicles or structures. I'm trying to think, can you think of a claim where we've had that was like damage to something other than a car or vehicle? The one I can remember years ago, and I don't know if they were held liable or not, but there was some vehicle that ran over some kind of gas line at Hardee's and burned Hardee's down years ago in Hiawassee.
Right.
I don't know if that was anything to do with insurance or not.
I never remember hearing about that one, yeah. So I don't know.
I think there's some other example I've seen where somebody caught some building on fire or something. It'd be very, very unlikely.
Well, we had people actually not put their brake on and they've gone through a building.
How many times has that happened?
That's
several.
Happened quite a few times around here.
Yeah, like so they crashed through the building.
They crashed through the building.
Lovely Nails or something years ago. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, that's a long time
ago. Yeah, so we had that claim, and I think that we've had that happen at least several occasions where people have
thought they put the brake on and they didn't. So yeah. They pushed the gas.
Yeah,
which is not good.
So you've got a limit of liability on your policy, and there is no alternative voice that I can find out there that what you're told repeatedly over advertisements is, you know, we're going to save you money. Let me tell you, Kathy, what are you going to get if you spend 15 minutes on your insurance? Why would you want to spend 15 minutes on your insurance?
Well,
I mean, this is something that can impact your whole life. I mean,
right.
Have a relationship with your doctor. Have a relationship with your CPA. Have a relationship with your insurance agent, your local agent.
Right.
It doesn't have to be local, but you have to have somebody you can talk to.
Right.
Somebody you got a relationship with. I don't think that's very wise. Let's spend 15 minutes on something and then you're not explained your coverages. And
or they're not even licensed. They're not even licensed people.
I think everybody you talk to is going to be licensed on the phone.
I don't know.
How hard is it to get a license? You can go to a 40-hour class and have an insurance license. It's not that big a deal. So when you're talking to somebody on an 800 number in a cubicle that you have no relationship with, and you've spent minimal time on deciding alternatives for your insurance, that can be a problem. And, you know, we see that quite a bit when we've got affluent people, especially, they have bought some kind of bare bone policy, and we know that all their assets are up for grabs if there's an accident. So we are to a breaking point here. My name is Mark Moore. This is Kathy Moore. We're talking about liability limits today. And also we're talking about recreational vehicles because it's getting that time of year. And we will be back after the break on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. And we are all at our locations are licensed insurance agents, and we're licensed in numerous states. So I would like to tell you where our locations are, where you can stop by and visit us. We have three locations for More Insurance Services. One is in Blairsville. It's right across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office there. We're in the South State Bank building. Come by and see Ashley, Shana, Greg, or Cindy to help you with your insurance needs there. We have a location next to the hospital in Hiawassee, Georgia. Right next door is in a red brick building. It's a Town Trace building, and right there is More Insurance, and you can come by and see Joanne. And then lastly, we have our third location for More Insurance. It is located next to United Community Bank in Hayesville, North Carolina on Highway 64 West. And you can come by and see Diane, Amy, Mandy, Rose, Mark, and myself, and Vaughn. We'd like to help you with your insurance needs there. And we have a location in Murphy, North Carolina, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance, and you can come by and see Velda and Emily. And lastly, we have our last location, which is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, next to United Community Bank, and right there by the, I think it's the Burger King there. You can come by and see Jeremy and Kathy Hunter, and we would love
it
to help you.
It is a Burger King.
It is a Burger King. Please come by and check us out. You can also check us out on the web at www.more-insurance.com. And you can like us on Facebook. You also can hear all these podcasts. If you've missed one, you can hear from on our website. And you can also ask for a quote, a free quote. And we love to help you with any of your insurance needs that you possibly may have.
Yeah, so quotes are always, there's never a time we don't have a free quote.
Well, I just it's a free quote.
We're glad to look at something for you.
Yes,
see, but you know, I can tell you, we're not in the business to write minimal coverages. I mean,
no.
I just don't think we're doing a disservice to our customers if we're going to hang somebody out there with a minimum limit. And in Georgia, it is $25,000. In North Carolina, it's $30,000. Mm-hmm. That's for per person, or actually, for any one person, it's a $25,000 limit. So you're just not going to be able, you can save money by having those types of limits, and you may get away with it for years. You may never have to worry about it.
Until you have an accident, yeah, or a claim.
But once you have the claim, then you're going to be wishing you had higher limits.
Right.
Just from a sanity standpoint, because just like my friend over in Franklin, they're going to close this claim for his limits. And he's got $100,000. I guess there's a lot of, I don't know if I call it shenanigans or whatever, but my gut feeling is that a lot of times they find those limits out and they seem to go after what the limits are on a policy. So the rationale could be like, okay, wait a minute, if they're going to do that, why would I just take minimum coverage and not worry about it because they're going to just go out, try to sell for limits? But I think you need to have or consider having higher limits just because what if we're wrong? What if you're wrong? What if they don't go for your limits, and now they're going for something higher, and you could have got taken a higher limit.
If it's a death, or someone is paralyzed, or something like that, they're not going to go after. They're going to go after you for everything you have. So that's, I mean, they're going to, your policy's exceeded. You know, they're going to start trying to find a way to compensate the people that were injured.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the family's been through this before, where you have, you know, Kathy's aunt, God bless her, you know, the quadriplegic, and at the time it was one of the worst things you could happen because of her dependence. She had four children and the oldest one was 14 at the time. So, you know, if you have a situation like that where you're, you know, a caregiver or people are dependent on you, or you have medical bills that are millions of dollars, somebody is going to be coming after you. Mm-hmm. And so my philosophy is to have, you know, take the higher limits, because as we've talked about before, your limits don't include, in other words, they don't, your defense cost is included. Right. What I'm trying to say is it doesn't erode away. So if you got $100,000 sitting there, if they pay 50 on your defense cost, that doesn't take, you still got the $100,000.
Right.
But the problem is once they have tendered their limits or they've paid the limits, then you're going to be getting the defense cost is immediately over. Once the limits are exhausted,
right.
So it's
and
your defense.
You have to get your own defense at that point.
So my friend had got a letter. Yeah, he'd actually moved away to a different location. His agent's like, hey, did you get this letter? He's like, no, I don't have it. Oh, it went to your old address. So what the letter says basically is, and I've seen these letters that, you know, Mr. Smith or whoever, you know, your policy, you have limits of 100, 300, 100, and you are looking at damages in excess of your liability, limits of liability. This letter is to advise you that any payments made above and beyond what we pay is going to be on your responsibility.
Right.
And that's the letter he got. Mm-hmm. And that's what letter my grandfather got years ago in the 70s when he got sued, when he had the accident, and he was ruled not at fault.
Right.
But nevertheless, the defense cost is very important, because I've been with the insurance company president with the, you know, the fat cat looking smile on his face, where he loved the low limits, because there was no quote loss adjustment expense, which means paying for an attorney, paying for a loss, you know, adjuster. All they had to do was write a check and they're done with you. And he liked that. And I was like, that's terrible. I mean, that's not what you want to do with a customer. Like, you write some check and then you're done and they're on their own. So there needs to be an alternative voice out there. And I know this is small, we're in a radio show and never thought I'd do anything like this, but what we're inundated with is, you know, save, 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 save. And my philosophy is, if you're going to save money, you're going to save the money when you get in a big accident and you're at fault. That's when you save your money. You got to try to think about having, you know, protection yourself if that were to happen. Now, they also say that...
Well, I think it's a gamble. I think people
that's what I was going to say exactly.
Hey, people gamble with this, and then when they come out short, then they decide to point fingers at
a
paper, too.
That's an excellent observation, Kathy, because you're saying that they're gambling. But a lot of times on the other side of things, I've always heard that, well, insurance is a gamble because they're betting, if you're an insurance company, they agreed to insure you, that they're betting you won't have a loss. And then the customer's betting that we may have a loss. So it's gambling.
Right.
That was one of the very first things we covered in when I was back in insurance school, that the thought process was insurance is not gambling.
Right.
And the reason why it's not gambling is you get, for an exchange of funds, you get a peace of mind, the name of our show,
right,
that if something happens, if your house burns,
right,
that you can know and rest assured that you'll be getting your house paid for,
right,
if your house was to burn or if you were in an accident and caused an accident. That's
well,
the
maybe
difference.
I should change it as a chance. You're taking a chance.
Well, I think they're
but
they are taking a gamble.
Right.
If you go down the road and some people have, they don't care. They have no insurance.
They don't care. Yeah.
They're just going down the road and they don't have any insurance. And then that's why we have to, also, when we're writing a policy, to make sure that people are protected against somebody that doesn't have any insurance.
It's
called uninsured and under, or not enough insurance to cover the loss.
Right, right.
So,
and people get that wrong all the time. They think it's for the other person. It's not for the other person. It's for you to be made go back before the actual accident. So basically, you had this accident, you're doing fine, then you had this accident. I'm not going to find.
Well, then you're not at fault.
You're not at fault.
Somebody calls an accident.
And then basically, your carrier is trying to get you back to before the accident where you were previously.
Yeah. So what's the case talking about? It's like, you know, if somebody hits you with no insurance, then you don't have any insurance.
Right.
So you got, okay, I've got to use my insurance now, and my liability is not going to cover me because that is for a third party, and I'm the first party in that accident.
Right.
So now I've got to rely on my policy under my underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage to pay for me.
Right.
And what they're going to do is they're going to subrogate, which means they're going to pay you, and then they will come back and they will be suing the negligent party.
Right. And a lot of times we see that with like a hit and run type of thing. You don't know who the other party was or something like that. So that happens when that particular coverage comes into play. Or the most times we see it is when they don't have enough insurance. So they might have low limits and they can't get you, their limits won't cover your vehicle or cover the cost of replacing different things. So then that's when that particular coverage comes into play.
Some of our biggest claims are uninsured motorist claims.
Yes,
Mm-hmm. It's kind of frustrating. They just cause, you know, the customer's like, well, I didn't cause this accident. And I don't want to pay for uninsured drivers, but you're not really paying for them. You're paying for you.
To get back to where you were before the accident.
And that's why I wish the coverage was called protection from uninsured drivers.
Right.
Because from underinsured drivers. That's what it should be called. Because
that's what I think, too.
It's people just think that that's some kind of state fund or something we're contributing to uninsured drivers of the
state or something.
That's not how it works.
And you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what goes around. A lot of people don't have insurance, or they haven't paid their insurance, or maybe they've lapsed. And you just need to be careful out there when you're driving.
Yeah, so sometimes a customer comes in and tells us their insurance collapsed.
Yes, instead of lapsed.
my insurance has collapsed.
Yes.
So, we've been talking today about liability limits and our RV and exposures, I guess, or trips, so endeavors, I guess.
Be safe out there, folks. Yes, be safe out there.
And we will be back next week on Peace of Mind. I am Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.